Good afternoon. High pressure remains in control across interior New York and New England, keeping it dry and in some cases even sunny, although some high clouds streaming in, filtering out some of the sunshine today. We've lost a lot of the wind from the weekend, so while temperatures will fall several degrees short of our average highs for this time of year and only make it into the upper 20s to around 30, it will feel more comfortable outside without the brutal wind chill. As we get into the night tonight, the clouds will increase and thicken. It'll remain dry through the evening and most of the overnight period, with light snow breaking out towards sunrise. Energy diving through the Midwest and into the Tennessee Valley will merge with moisture lifting out of the Gulf of Mexico to form an intense storm east of Cape Hatteras. As we get into the day on Tuesday, the storm system will intensify further as it works its way up the coast south and east of Long Island. On this track, snow will continue to overspread the rest of interior New York and New England through the sunrise hour, with most everyone by the middle of the morning seeing at least light snow, although once it begins, the snow will pick up in intensity and fall heavily at times through the remainder of the day. Snowfall rates could reach 1 to 3 inches per hour through the daylight hours and into the evening. We will also see the wind pick up with the developing storm and at times gust over 30, perhaps even 40 miles per hour, causing considerable blowing and drifting of the snow along with low visibility. And with temperatures either remaining in the 20s or falling into the teens, wind chills will be closer to zero with the falling snow. The heaviest snow will start to wind down during the evening and overnight hours on Tuesday, although we'll still hang on to light snow, and the wind will persist at times gusting over 30 miles per hour during the overnight period as temperatures pull back into the teens. While it will remain quite windy, the snow will continue to wind down on Wednesday, though we'll still see scattered passing snow showers that could add up to an inch or two in some spots. Storm total accumulations will range, generally speaking, from 12 to 20 inches across a good chunk of interior New York and New England, with as much as 2 feet of snow, especially across the higher terrain in the Catskills, the Taconics, the Litchfield Hills, and the Berkshires, east and south into the southern half of New England. A drier day on Thursday, still blustery and cold, though, with a mix of sun and clouds upper 20s, and will rebound back to the mid-30s with mostly sunny skies on Friday. Another disturbance will approach for the weekend with a chance of rain or snow for both Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the energy, which will support the rapid intensification of the East Coast storm, is currently producing snow in the Midwest. Snowfall totals are more modest than what we are expecting here in the Northeast, but 2 to 5 inches of snow in Chicago certainly slowing things down today, and winter weather advisories are in effect throughout the day to points east into the southern Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny in the lower 30s, Boston sunny in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with light snow moving in and highs in the mid-20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees, the average low, 24. The record high, 70, set in 2012 and in 1946, and the record low, 6 below zero, in 1948. Sunrise this morning is at 7:10 a.m., sunset this evening, 7 p.m., 11 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing high clouds today with highs in the lower 20s. Thickening clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine, followed by increasing high clouds today with highs in the lower 30s. Thickening clouds tonight with snow developing after midnight and lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine followed by increasing high clouds today with highs in the mid-20s. Thickening clouds tonight with snow developing towards sunrise and lows in the mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing high clouds today with highs around 30. Thickening clouds tonight with snow developing after midnight and lows near 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine, followed by increasing high clouds today with highs right around 30. Thickening clouds tonight with snow developing towards sunrise and lows near 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow, heavy at times, windy and cold with temperatures staying in the 20s. Mostly cloudy and windy with leftover snow showers Wednesday in the 20s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday, still blustery and cold in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny, back to the mid-30s on Friday. A chance of rain or snow Saturday in the mid to upper 30s. And a chance of snow showers Sunday with high temperatures around 40. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.